Hey, greetings everyone from our home to yours. Welcome to Palm Sunday 2024. Our scripture passages for today come from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. And this is the story of Jesus' triumphal entry. It's where he, per the prophecy in Zechariah, has obtained a colt and is riding into Jerusalem on that colt. The crowds there know that he is coming. They start singing Hosanna. Palm Sunday is a holiday, for lack of a better term, that the church has been celebrating for over 2,000 years. Unfortunately, Protestant churches place less emphasis upon the holiday than, say, Catholics and Orthodox churches, but still, at least they talk about it. And I say unfortunately because it's such a powerful tradition, it's such a powerful religious holiday or day. I'm shocked that's not more important in Protestant churches. It's something that's in all the Gospels. Luke records that Jesus gets on a colt of a donkey and starts off towards Jerusalem. John records that the crowds heard that he was coming, and so they went to meet him, and then they spread their garments, like literally taking their jackets off or their coats off and spreading them along the road. And Matthew adds that the crowds cut down branches of cedar trees and of course, the palm branches. And he also adds that the whole city was in an uproar and people were asking, who this was. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all had something to say about this, and they all recorded it, and they have all added little nuances and little specific things to the story from their point of view. It was the cutting down the branches and the palm branches and waving them that makes this Palm Sunday. That's how we got the name Palm Sunday. And there's four paradoxes in Palm Sunday that I believe are so theologically significant that each time I read the accounts of Palm Sunday and Jesus' triumphal entry, which is a misnomer, by the way, every time I read these, my faith gets stronger and stronger, because in this whole story, only God could make this happen. And there are four paradoxes. One, that Jesus enters in on a colt. The crowd was not there to see him. Three, the crowd cheered and then jeered. And four, Jesus was joined the procession of the lambs to be slain. But today I'm not going to talk about those paradoxes. Today I'd like to talk to you about the tale of the two gates and the crowds that were at them. So the Passover feast was and is the most important Jewish feast or holiday or observance. And the way of practicing that ritual for Passover was recorded in the Torah. And it came to happen due to logistics and the temple and the size and the population of Israel, that the Passover had some logistic issues. There was some logistics things that needed to be taken care of during the Passover. And so about 4 days before the actual Passover meal, the high priest would go to Bethlehem, and he would go there to look for the most perfect sheep. Now, the Bethlehem is where, of course, Jesus was born, but it's also where the sheep for the temple, the ones that were going to be used for the Passover and the sacrifice, were born and raised. And there was a certain set of priests that would take care of the lamb. They were the shepherds that heard the angels say, peace on earth, goodwill to men, the Savior's born today, that we talk about at Christmas. But these priest shepherds would have raised the lambs from birth and would have kept them safe and protected them to keep them free of blemishes in hopes that they would be the perfect blemish-free lamb that would be the Passover lamb. So the high priest would journey there, and he would choose the most perfect lamb, and he would carry it or haul it some way back to Jerusalem, which is about 5 miles away. And he would come to what I'm calling the first gate. It's first just because we're talking about it first. And he makes his way back. And as he would do that, crowds would gather, and the high priest would enter into the east gate in order to make his way to the Temple Mount. That's one of the closest gates. But there would be important people set up, and there would be other priests waiting for him to come to the gate. And he would be making his way to the temple. And as he came in, the crowds would see the high priest with the lamb, and they would start singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Remember that the Passover was a time when, as a family, you had to sacrifice a lamb, your lamb, or something, to be forgiven of sins, depending on how much you could afford. Now, you could bring your own lamb, but the lamb had to have stayed in your house for a while, or you could buy one. And logistically, we know that it was probably easier to buy one than, you know, carry that thing, you know, across hill and dale to get to the temple. And the lambs were taken care of, and they were well fed, they were blemish free, and they were of the right age, so they would serve as the lamb that would be slain for your sins. Now, the number of lambs that were slain each year was staggering. Literally, there were rivers of blood from all the lambs that were killed. In the year 4 BC, it was written by Josephus that 250,000 lambs were slain that week. And that brings me to the second gate. Those 250,000 lambs did not magically appear. You know, they weren't transported from Bethlehem to Jerusalem. They were herded. They were taken from Bethlehem to Jerusalem, and they didn't just show up into the temple. They were herded through a gate, and that gate was not the east gate where the Passover lamb and the high priest would enter. Where the not so special 250,000 lambs, where our lamb for the regular people would come, was through the sheep gate. Now, generally, Jesus entered through the sheep gate when he came to Jerusalem, and we see that in the story of the healing at Bethesda. And I think that's important to note that generally, of all the gates that Jesus could have entered into, he entered in through the sheep gate. So Jesus, that day, the day that we call Palm Sunday or his triumphal entry, he did not come through the east gate or any of the main gates, which would have been right if he was coming as the king, that which if it was his triumphal entry, like I said, I think it's a misnomer, he would have came through one of those bigger gates with the crowds that were watching and waiting for the lamb and the high priest. But there was a crowd that was there, and that crowd was there to see the procession of the lambs. And they would just watch, you know, like any parade, I guess, those 250,000 lambs. Maybe they looked and to see if they could pick out a lamb or something, but they would watch those lambs, you know, come through the gate and down the road into the temple, into a pen, so that they could be slain. But this time it was different. As the crowd was watching the lambs enter through the gate, you know, they didn't sing Hosanna any other time, but they saw Jesus this time, and that's when things went a little bit haywire. It went a little bit different. They saw that Jesus was coming, and the crowd started singing and cheering, and people were like, what's going on? You know, they're singing the Hosanna, Hosanna, and the whole city is in an uproar, and they're asking, who is this? And they're like, it's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth, and they sang and they cheered. And the crowd at the east gate that was waiting for the high priest and the Passover lamb to come, they heard the singing and the cheering. And they're like, well, wait a second, we haven't seen the high priest yet. How could there be singing and cheering? I'm hearing Hosanna being sung, but I haven't seen the high priest yet. The Passover lamb was not there yet, so why were they singing and cheering? And that's the tale of the two gates. At the east gate, they were looking for the high priest. At the sheep gate, they were cheering for Jesus. Imagine how mad the religious leaders were at that time. They had set up this show, this parade, this ritual for the Passover lamb to come through the gate and for all the celebration, and all the important people were there, and they had important seats, and they had made this plan, and their plan gets sidetracked by Jesus entering in on a young donkey at the sheep gate. There were two different gates and there were two different crowds. There was one crowd that was looking for God through religion and through a priest. And there was one group of people that saw Jesus, the Son of God. And I think that happens to us today. Are you looking for God through religion and through a priest or a pastor? Or are you looking for Jesus, the Son of God? Are you waiting for a man to bring the lamb, or are you waiting for the Lamb of God to return again? Are you singing Hosanna to a man who carries a lamb that can only wash away your sins for a year, or are you singing Hosanna to the Lamb that washes away your sin for good? I think a lot of us choose the first gate to begin with when we start our religion journey, our journey towards Christ. because that's the only thing we know. But thankfully, through the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, we somehow find the second gate, the sheep gate, where the lamb that was slain for the sins of the whole world came through. May this Palm Sunday, we sing Hosanna to the one true God, the one who died for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God bless you. Grace and peace to you. Have a great week.